good evening, everyone. Hi, this is Bill Bauman, in case you hadn't guessed. And on behalf of Donna and me, and on behalf of everybody else who's a part of this connection, this gathering, this heart-to-heart bonded connection that we have, I really genuinely want to welcome you. I want to thank you. Thank you for letting your heart, your soul, just move you to stop whatever you're doing and take this hour out just to be in this sacred space, just to be in this time together where, again, instead of it being a big teaching, it's really a place of blessing. It's a place where we just sit in grace's embrace and just let love kind of take over and fill us and bless us and honor us and enhance us and empower us and awaken us and inspire us and whatever else is important. Just what I love about this time is just how we all come together and then just let whatever is important to be in this space be there. That is always for our enhancement. I want especially to welcome everybody throughout not just the United States, and most of us happen to live there, but around the world who are connected here. In fact, while I'm at it, let me just open up something. You know, there's this special space on the website where people can write in everything. And I've got a couple of them. One of them just wished me a happy birthday, which it is this month. And I thank you so much for that. But another one is from Warsaw, Poland, and it's past midnight over there, and she wrote and said, it's midnight and I do not want to become a pumpkin, so I better go to bed. But I will dream I am still with all of you tonight and that magic is done. And I want to thank her for that. And I wanted to read it especially because it's a wonderful, not just sentiment, but a wonderful expression of the fact that we are all together and that this is a place of magic. And she, of course, more than many would just really recognize that. So I'm welcoming you to magic. And speaking of magic, by the way, I would love to introduce you to Donna. Donna is actually sitting in the room opposite me with the door closed. And I was joking with her earlier, saying I was going to tell everybody terrible stories about her, but I just am having a strange, momentary time of feeling guilty about that, so I won't do it. Anyway, I want to thank Donna for all of the pictures that she has on the website. For those of you who are on the webcast, and there are quite a few of you I notice on the webcast right now, I just want to invite you to drink in the beauty of the pictures that she has there. And I want to ask you, Donna, to say hi to everybody, but be nice. Now, be nice. Remember, never mind. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll be nice. Hi, everyone. We are always so happy for this hour, and we feel the connection all across the country and overseas, and we are thrilled to be here with you. And I just chose a series of women paintings for tonight. So those of you who are with me on the computer, the women are going to wish you great blessings, and to everyone. So welcome, and I just wanted to mention, we're looking forward to a huge group of you being with us here in Vegas before we meet again on the teleconference. So all of us will unite with all of you on the 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th. And we have a packed full house. So welcome, and we'll look forward to seeing all of you then. And back over to Bill.
Wonderful. Thank you, Donna. And guess what, everybody? We get to say hi to each other. This is like one of my favoriteest times. And so in a second, I'm going to just click a magic button and invite us all to say hi. And, of course, in that hi is our opening of our heart to to each other and just embracing each other and welcoming all of us into this magical, sacred space. And we are ready now. Hi, everybody. Hello.
Hi, Bill.
Hello.
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 Wow. Thank you so much. That is so cool. And of course, even though we couldn't hear your voices, all of those of you on the webcast, we thank you and welcome you as well. And for everybody, and there are quite a few who tune in later who can't be here for this moment, really, really welcome. This is whether you're here later, whether you're here on the webcast, on the phone, we are all one. And I want to mention the title that came to me just early this afternoon for our focus this evening. Of course, by focus, what I mean is I get inspired. I'll use that word to talk and to take a theme and put words around that theme. But I'm really clear that all those words around that theme are simply kind of a venue, a doorway through which that source of all of us just takes whatever that theme, like tonight's theme is love. It's like that source takes love and then just stirs that love within us and moves that love through us and uses that love to bless us and empower us and everything else that's important in that moment. So I've got a title that will just blow your socks off. It is just wonderful. Yes, be prepared to be de-socked. That was cute. It's this: the universe is made of love. So here's how I got to that. I'm guessing it's a couple weeks ago. Some wonderful, wonderful person who just might be here with us sent me this gorgeous picture and quote. And the picture of this adorable little boy at night looking up into the stars, into the night sky. And what you see is all these little flickers of light coming down from the universe into what looks like a little jar he's holding in his hands. And it's just the most precious thing. Now, here's the quote with it. And ahead of time, I'll say it's a quote by a fellow by the name of Daniel Pinchbeck. And some of you may have heard of him. I've never met him personally, but he's a pretty well-known author, sort of grew up in New York City in the counterculture tradition. He's probably about 50 years old. And he's written several books, but one of them, let me see if I can remember the name, The Cracking Open of Our Head. No, Cracking Open Our Head or something like that. Breaking Open Our Head, that's the one. This is his quote. The universe only pretends to be made of matter. Secretly, it is made of love. And so there's that quote with this little boy looking up to the universe, probably wondering, wow, in some sense of awe, look at all of this. And again, I want to say it, the universe only pretends to be made of matter. Secretly, it is made of love. And I'd like to dedicate our time together to that secret, to that behind the scenes, perhaps less obvious, but most amazing phenomenon of creation. And that is that everything is made of love. So sit back, relax, pick up your favorite drink. And I'd like to share what this quote reawakened in me this afternoon. So I've had over the years a number of awarenesses about love and its place here in this silly, mysterious realm we call Earth. And I'd like to start our time by sharing just some of these awarenesses with you, probably three or four of them, I'm guessing. One is this, it struck me quite strongly at the time. I'm guessing about 15 years ago, I had one of those precious moments, when my personal consciousness just kind of on its own, it just expanded. It got lifted up into, let's just call it a bigger dimensional realm, where it's one of those sort of timeouts from life, where time stops, where I could see in that moment. And of course, if you read about people who have near-death experiences, they go through that tunnel of light and they go into this bigger dimensional field. And I think we and all sorts of things happen there, and they're told things and they're shown things that they wouldn't see in their regular three-dimensional life. And I think that happens to all of us. It happens to us when we sleep at night. It happens when we sort of conk out and go unconscious in the middle of a day and kind of wake up and say, where was I? It happens not just in near-death experiences, but it happens with people in comas and all of that. So I had one of those experiences, and in that moment, I saw this bigger picture, this bigger truth, bigger reality of what we call creation. And it goes something like this, that, we started with nothing, just that, what scientists would call that quantum void, that what some spiritual people would call the absolute realm. So there's nothing, there's no creation at all. And then all of a sudden, like poof, right out of that, there's this spark, this essence of life, this remarkable, what we tend to call divinity, this very essential being, if you will, that harnesses in it everything possible in a creation. And then here's the part I want to share with you that just kind of blew me away, in a sense, that the first creation out of that essence, out of that being, out of that spark, is love. I mean, I was expecting light, I was expecting whatever I was expecting, but the first expression of creation is love. And then from love, light got created. So love created light, and then out of light came energy, and out of energy came consciousness, and out of consciousness came us as humans, as well as many, 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 many other creations. But what that vision did with me, what that kind of awakening of in my consciousness did, is it reorganized my whole way of perceiving reality. Like, wow, back to the quote from Daniel Pinchbeck: the universe only pretends to be made of matter; secretly, it is made of love. So then, if I shift to another awareness that I have. I've heard, and I know we've all heard so many people say over the years something like, you know, I have so many things in life, but without love, I don't feel like I have anything. I don't have fulfillment or meaning. And a lot of people have said to me, you know, when there's no love in my life, I just feel empty, or I feel numb, or I feel neutral, or whatever it is. And so I started thinking about that this afternoon, about what not just what role love plays in our lives, but if we're not connected to it, if we're not in it, if it's not alive in us, what the consequences of that are. So I looked up my good friend Sophocles, who I know is your good friend too. I know many of you, I'm sure, keep some book by Sophocles on your nightstand and read it before you go to bed. I'm just sure that's true. And I found a quote from good old Sophocles, the Greek philosopher, and the quote goes like this: one word frees us of all the weight and pain of life. That word is love. So Sophocles lived, I'm guessing, about 2,500 years ago, and that's a fairly long time. Lived in the Greek culture, which was very philosophically oriented, very mind-oriented, very politically oriented, if you will. And yet, even in the middle of that culture, he recognized that, it's really, really about love, that the magic of life is in love. So these stories of people led me to look a little more deeply into, like, our human nature. Like, who are we? What are we made of? And so I just kind of in my own way, and we all do this in our own way, but I just kind of took a deeper kind of, what do I want to call it, existential journey into the depths and the heights and the breadth of our humanness. And here's what came to me. And, of course, any aspect of life will talk to any of us in its own unique way, but this is how it spoke to me. So in that journey, I discovered what all of us already know, but I discovered it. I'm slower than you are. That we're made up. Like, what are we made of? We're made up of love. Like, every molecule in us, every cell, every atom, every organ, every impulse of energy within us, they're all propelled by love. They're all engineered in love. They're all alive because of love. But I want to say this, they're all made of love. So back to the quote, secretly, the universe is made of love, but secretly, we're made of love. So if we would just, in our own individual way and maybe together, just look at each other right now and look at ourselves and just go to that secret. That secret, not the law of attraction secret here, but the secret of love, the secret that, wow, underneath it all, oftentimes hidden in the mire of our beliefs, there's this one singular operating principle of life, and it's called love. So another thing, just in that regard, I just want to share. So a lot of you know I've had a pretty long history as a psychologist, psychotherapist, and I always specialized in people's depth for whatever reason. It's what lives in the deepest, deepest realms of our being that has always called me, because I somehow assumed that that's where the magic is and that's where the secrets of life live. And so for so many people, this is what I want to share, for so many people, what I discovered is no matter what kind of torture they had going on inside, or no matter what kind of self-defeating dynamics were there, or self-hatred, or problems, or whatever, that I would go deep down into that. I would embrace it at its depth. I would get into the middle of its inner battles and all of that. And just about the point when I would feel like, oh my gosh, there's like nowhere to go here. This is so entrenched, or this is so so ingrained. I would just keep pressing on and pressing on and going deeper and deeper. And in hindsight, I can say every time without fail that I did that, that at some point the person and I would reach a previously undiscovered space within his or her being. Kind of hidden under perhaps layers or blankets of self-defense or self-hatred or whatever it may be. And we found something. And just because of the topic of this evening, you know what I'm going to say we found. But I don't know why. Almost every time we found it, it was like a surprise to me. We found love. We found love. And once love kind of got the courage to throw off the blankets and show itself. Once maybe the person I was with had enough courage to walk through the messiness in order to get to what was secretly hidden, the hidden treasure of love, then love did the trick. It always did the trick. And I think in hindsight, the reason it did the trick and can do the trick all the time is it's our nature. It's who we are. And when we just step into the truth of who we are, all of a sudden that truth just takes on its magical quality of healing anything, transforming anything, changing anything, awakening anything, creating anything. And those experiences were perfect. And if I may add one more, it's about our planet. And I, you know, the same as I took this voyage into the depths of our humanness, likewise I felt for a lot of years just really moved to do the same thing with this Gaia, this Earth, this amazing planet on which we live. And for me, I mean, you know, the planet, like everything, it speaks to each of us in a different way. But for me, I kind of went down to the core of the planet where that fiery, electromagnetically rich core or center of our planet lives, and I just kind of hung out there in my own way. Of course, we all have our own way of doing that kind of thing, and I found I kind of got underneath the whole question of what what's here? And yes, there's that electromagnetic field. There's that intensely hot core. But what creates that heat? And I feel like this is the way it talked to me, that heat, that core is charged by, it's moved by, it's brought alive by love. By love, that very singular phenomenon of creation that not only can do anything but does, that somehow not only created you and me and created the universe, but on this little planet, in the middle of this little galaxy, in the middle of this vast universe, in the middle of this vast mega or multiverse, in this planet created that love, created such heat that it moved that heat through all the layers of this planet up onto the crust or the skin of the planet, the skin on which we walk and on which we lie, the skin that gives birth to plants and animals and birds and bees and an atmosphere and clouds and seas, and it loves. It creates all of these beings, including us human beings, in love, with love, as love. And it's just an amazing thing. And I think, I'm guessing this is the last of my little sharings about love. And again, as always, if the external words, the words from me, seem to be sparking something much more internal, by all means, please show up to, listen to, become one with what's internal, because that's always much more important than what I'm saying out here. So I started asking myself, how is each one of us created? I got the earth is created from love at the core. And this is what came to me. That divine, amazing force that created everything. And that's powerfully present in every little fabric of the universe. That love decided to put itself in a human form. And so picture yourself here. Decided to put itself in a human form so that somehow that love could have life, maybe three-dimensional life, maybe energetic life, so it could take energetic flight, so it could sing and dance and express magic and live in a field of emotion and energy, so that it could kind of create joy, beauty, and just be alive. And so it put itself in the form of you and me and us. And in that sense, each one of us, you and I, each one of us is that love incarnated, birthed, kind of brought into form. And, of course, we can look at ourselves and we can say, if I say, well, who are you? You could say, well, I'm a human being. Or you could even say I'm a divine being in a human form. But if we just look at it through this lens, this beautiful lens of amazing creative love, an answer to that question could be, you are love. You are love. Love in a unique flavor, like ice cream comes in flavors. Love in a unique configuration, in a unique energetic construct, in a unique flow, in a unique pattern. With love here to express, maybe in a way that it doesn't express with or through anybody else ever in the past or in the future. Maybe love just wanted to have the kind of, human construct, the kind of energetic makeup, the kind of consciousness-filled awareness, the kind of possibilities to express that could never be done anywhere except in the way that love is alive in you and alive as you. All I can say is, wow. So you and I are that love incarnated, that love birthed, that love brought into form, so that we can be that love and express that love and create with that love and celebrate ourselves and each other and all creation with that love. And sure enough, as you might expect, I started thinking, wait a minute, I seem to remember Francis of Assisi, way back whenever he lived, saying something about that. So again, I opened my precious little books, and I found what he said. And this to me is, this touches me. So here it is. Such love does the sky now pour, that whenever I stand in a field, I have to ring out the light when I get home. Wow. Such love does the sky now pour, that whenever I stand in a field, I have to ring out the light when I get home. I don't know about you, but for me, that gives me a sense, maybe even just a beginning sense, of how much love there is and how much love is invisibly surrounding us and moving in and through us at any given moment. Masaru Emoto, the Japanese man who did all the studies with water, he wrote this sentence: to love yourself is to love and thank all of existence. To love yourself is to love and thank all of existence. And I think that's because, yes, each of us is the individual embodiment of love that we are, but each of us is also, and strangely equally, all of creation. And so love is here in a totally individualized way, and it's here in every way in each of us. So all of us together, let's notice, just right here, right now, let's notice what unites us in this moment. What calls us? Perhaps it was nothing short of love that called, motivated, inspired each of us to pick up the phone or go on to the internet for this hour. This hour where love by itself, in itself, love in one sense not needing anything else, but love just excited to call us together so that love could remind us of that secret, that secretly the universe is made of love, we are made of love. And I feel like on this evening, tonight, today, with us together, love is a power that is wanting to bless us, wanting to pulse through each of us, wanting to move through us, wanting to embrace us and celebrate and just plain old bless who we are. Or to say that another way, I feel like love wants to be everything it could be. Maybe let's go back to love's intention in creating you and me in the first place. And, you know, just like scientists have said for years that we only use maybe 3% or 5% of our brain power, well, let's maybe assume that the same thing is true of our love nature. Maybe we're only tapped into 3-5% or whatever the percentage might be, a very small percentage of the enormity of us. So if we think, oh, my God, every molecule in me, every cell, every breath I take is a breath of love. It's love breathing itself into me, moving through me, blessing me, and moving itself out of me back out to bless the universe. That every thought I have is a love-propelled thought that uses that thought to somehow enrich me, and then move that thought out, whether I express it verbally, whether it goes out through my energy field, whether my subconscious self puts it out there, it goes out to equally bless and fulfill and stimulate and awaken and bring more life to all of creation outside. Every feeling I have, every emotion that I'm with, whether I would in my mind judge it as positive or negative, whether I would call it a joy or a problem, every emotion is stimulated by, brought to life by love itself, so that that emotion, that energetic vibrancy and that feel, that kinesthetic, can like move us and move through us and recreate us in that moment, and then again, as it expresses energetically out, recreate the world around us. Love is, whether behind the scenes or if we're fully aware of it, in front of the curtain. Love is always recreating us and the world, because love is in every fabric of life. So love is powerful, and dare I say, it's the most powerful, most fundamental, most vibrant force in all of creation. And so I'm about to introduce an experience. We've come together, I think, for a few reasons. One, for each of us to awaken anew to that love. That love that's the essence of who we are. And second, to invite that love that's innate to us, that's in our bones, to fill us, fill our awareness, fill our bodies, fill our hearts, fill our energy, fill our very being with its magic. Because love is magical, because creation is magical. We couldn't have the creation that we have that's so mysteriously majestic and awe-inspiring and endlessly magical if love were not the magic behind it. And third, I think we're here today together to receive that love, to even claim that love, to own that love, to become that love, just to let go into, to fall in love or fall into love, and maybe most of all let everything we are that's already blessed by love and bathed in love, let everything we are be totally taken over by this giant presence, this limitless force that we call love. And so I have an invitation. Let's join our hearts together right now. And just before you do that, just kind of take your own heart in your invisible hand and just kind of look in your own way at that heart. Just be with that heart, that residence of love, if you will, that inner home, that very seat of love within you. And just let yourself feel or experience or know in your own way, whatever is your style, that love. And if it feels natural to you, feel the gratitude that might be there for the very fact that, one, you happen to be that love and to embody that love in every bit of you, and two, that love has come forth in a form from your heart in order to be a localized power. So thank you for that. And then let your heart out to join all of us. And know that we're joined in your love, and that your love is that powerful that it can join and bond each of us. And then if it feels right to each of us, I want to invite us to let the power, the magic of the love in our shared heart to go out to every other person on this planet and every other person who's ever lived on this planet or whoever will live on this planet. And just join with, just embrace, just love and honor that person, those persons. And then the invitations continue to go out to every one of the millions of other life forms, life expressions that share this planetary space with us. And there are, we're told, millions of those, most of which we don't even know about because they're so microscopic. And then, of course, from there, we let our heart join with the heart of this planet, this Gaia heart, and let that move out into our oneness with everything else that has existence in this galaxy, in this universe, in this multiverse, in every dimension, in all creation. And all of a sudden, we're all one. Everything's one. Now, we're one all the time anyway, but consciously, in our awareness, we're one. And I don't know about you, but I can experience that oneness right now. we're one, and we're sitting right in the middle of the magic, right in the middle of the phenomenal beauty and power and wonder of love, because it's who we are. So I want to invite us, let's let go. Let go into this love. Let's let this shared love have its moment. Let's let it do what it wants to do, and that is to keep creation going, to keep enhancing creation, the creation that's us, the creation that's every life form, the creation that's everywhere. And let's let that love that we are, now that it's united us with everything, bless everything, empower everything, and empower us as everything. And as we just let completely go into love, and as love fills and becomes us, moves us fully, and moves us in exactly the way that's perfect, with your permission, I, Bill, would like to take maybe 10 minutes or so, and just in an inspired way, in a way that is really going to be, I think, the expression of love itself. Just let love express with words through me whatever it wants. But again, I want to request that the words may or may not be important to you. Just be with love. And however love wants to speak, whether through me or within you or from all of life, into you, or however, this is your moment with love. The pronoun I will be love speaking. I am love. And yes, I am you. You are every flavor of me, every expression of me, every element of you, without exception, is made from my design, created from my essence, moved by my energy, brought alive in every moment, in every second, in every nanosecond, by my inspired breath. I am magical beyond any human belief. And that quote, that secretly the universe is made of love, is totally, totally true. And you, not so secretly now, are made of me, love. I am here to love you, to awaken my love within you so that you can know it, experience it, grasp it, be changed by it, be healed and brought alive by it, be brought into the realms of infinity with it. I'm here now to embrace you and to fill you up with me. For each of you, I speak a unique language. It's just your language, for I made you to speak a unique version of the language of love. Listen within as I vibrationally open you to love. Attune to your innermost vibration. Think of yourself as perhaps like a guitar with those strings, a piano with those strings. Think of yourself as a musical instrument whose strings are played by me, the master musician of love. And know that every vibratory resonance within you plays the song of love your song of love, a unique song of love, a precious, perfect, unique song of love every minute of every day. The background music of your own being through your own emotional fabric, vibrational fabric, energetic fabric, is a beautiful, beautiful song. You are so beautiful to me. Don't you see? You are so beautiful to you. And the tune being played on your inner strings of vibration are simply, melodiously, softly, beautifully, lovingly, heartfully, soulfully, whispering how sweet you are, how beautiful a creation you are, how perfect a being you are. How wondrous a love you are. And now let me speak into the depths of your mind, what some would call your subconscious mind, that is about the deepest levels of knowing. Let me awaken within the depths of your knowing the truth that you are totally love, completely love. Let the fact of your loveliness just resonate and echo in the truth chamber of your subconscious self, of your deeper realms of knowing. Let the behind-the-scenes voice of truth that sometimes whispers and at times yells, but in this moment simply expresses, I love you because you are love. It's not that you deserve or don't deserve love, it's that you are love. And because you are love, of course, you deserve to be in the full knowing of that love. And that love now lives more fully in your knowing. And having spoken the language of vibration and then the language of deeper knowing, I love, finally, want to just speak to you. But to do so, I must speak through your heart. For while your mind is so much freer than that of most, it still, perhaps, has those echoes of human learning and dualistic judgment that would evaluate you in terms of good or bad or right or wrong. So I speak to you now from your heart that never, never judges, never evaluates according to a paradigm of right or wrong. I speak from your heart and I say this to you. I love you unconditionally because you are unconditional love. It doesn't matter, in a sense, that you don't know that consciously, fully, that you might forget that from time to time, it truly doesn't matter. It only matters that the truth shall always make you free. And the truth is, you are love, and I love you. And of course, I'm inviting you to love this amazing being that I have put together, that I have created from nothing, that I have engineered to be this vibratory and consciousness-filled resonance of love presence of love, power of love. Yes, you. You are all of that. And as I just complete this precious, precious time with you, as I complete it with words, I want to give you a gift, a special newly minted gift of me. I want not only, as I have expressed already, not only to bring me more alive within you, so that you get me, feel me, know me, touch me, feel the reality of me, but I want to give you this gift. I want to take me, love, and in, as I said, a freshly minted way, I want to recreate me into a special form. First into an energetic form. An energetic form that I'm infusing right now into those chords, into those strings of the musical instrument that you are, into that vibrational field, so that more and more strongly and strongly, because I am there, not just in my usual way, but in a fresh way, you can hear the song of your beautiful love-filled self. You can feel into the background music of how love is singing you out into the world. You can know, because of the resonance of those beautiful tonal strings, how totally special you are. So first, and now, you have from me a special gift. Me in a new form, vibration. And I vibrate, resonate within you right now in a way that all the way through your nervous system, all the way through every organ, all the way through your bloodstream, all the way through your breathing, through your skin, through every facet of your humanness, so that you can feel me, feel love. That's my first gift. My second gift is in that depth of your knowing. I'm putting me anew, freshly minted, remember, I'm putting me into the form of truth. A truth graspable by your deeper knowing. That knowing that comes alive when the conscious mind of you conks out at night in sleep. That deeper you and deeper mind that takes over perhaps when you're driving and all of a sudden you realize, gee, I haven't been paying attention to the road, and I don't know where I've been, but your subconscious mind has been just taking over. In that space, I'm putting me in a form of knowing, in a form of truth, so that deep down in that subconscious realm that is a powerful influence of everything you think and everything you know consciously, you know you are love. And you are loved, and you are love-filled. And that love and the truth and the fact that you are that love means everything. Because that love then, with that ownership and that truth being clear, can express more freely, more flowingly, more realistically in life. That's my second gift. And my third gift is to your heart, to that already precious, already sacred, already owned and claimed center of truth within you. But here, in a freshly minted way, I love. Just awaken me even more. Awaken me with more quality, with more feeling with more sensitivity, with more power, with more everything. So I'm alive in you, as I've always been, but now, in the inner strings of your body, in the depths of your mind, in the beauty of your heart, I'm here. Spend time with me every day, please. Let yourself come to know me more intimately, just as to know your good human friend more fully, you spend time with that person. Spend time with me, a few minutes here, a few minutes there, because you and I should never, ever be separate. I made you so that we could be united through spending time. Let's unite now. I really thank you, thank you, thank you. Wow. I feel, frankly, as we're completing this talk and I'm about to open this up to any sharing that anybody would like to do, I want to say I feel so honored to have had the privilege of being or serving the role as being the voice of this amazing love that is such a dynamic source of everything. So I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. I am about to open my eyes and find the little button here to click so that anybody who feels like you want to share can do that. So I think here's what I want to say to you. If you are on the phone, you might want to get off the phone because you might crush it. No, that's a bad joke. If you're on the phone and you want to share anything, and by the way, this is, if you please, not a time for questions to me. It's a time for you to share whatever you would like. Feel free to press star 2 on your phone, and that will give me a little clue that you're there and I can click on you. If you happen to be on the website, then we have on the website just a little box there, and you can write in anything, and I think there's a send button. And if you put your name on there, I will mention your name maybe. And if you don't put your name, then I'll just know that you don't want to be identified by name. So that would be there. And so I'm just going to go to, we've got several messages from the web, and so while those of you who are on the phone are getting ready, one from an unknown source just says aloha ha 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 ha, then Stephanie says, hi Bill, I'm listening about the picture. And someone else, oh, JS says, oh, happy birthday to you both. That's Donna and me in the coming weeks. And then, can you ask the universe to give me back my socks? That is so cool. Yes, I will personally ask that. Plus, maybe an extra pair, perhaps chartreuse would be a nice color. Marvelous. And Stephanie says, thank you. Adrian from Hawaii says, quote, the divine beloved longs to play joyously and rest peacefully within the heart of the consecrated lover, unquote. That's a quote from Ramakrishna. And, quote, what is laughter? What is laughter? It is God waking up. Oh, it is God waking up. And that's a quote from Hafiz. And then she says, if anyone wants to come to Kauai, call me, Adrian Simpson. And then she gives an area code and says, I'm in the Kauai phone book. And the rest is there, more personal. So, and she's inviting all of us to come to Kauai. So let's see if there are maybe over 100 of us. That's a Do you have that many bedrooms, Adrian? Anyway, so thank you. That's there. And I am just going to come back to, you can tell I am so with it here. We have a couple of hands up here, and the first hand I would love to call on is area code 805, cell phone from California. Hi, you happen to be on the air. Hi. Oops, did I? Oh, you know what? I pushed the wrong button. Would you raise your hand again or press star 2 again? I am so sorry. See, just when I was bragging about having this down, that's really amazing. So anyway, while you're calling back, I'll call on somebody else. This is someone from Illinois, and this is area code 630. Hi.
Hi, Bill. This is Julie Kelvey, and I missed you so much.
Oh,
I haven't seen you in
goodness.
A long time.
Yeah,
I know.
It's been a long time. It's wonderful to talk to you again.
Yeah, I was supposed to meet up with you guys in Las Vegas, and then my dog Jordan died, and I got myself a new puppy, and I decided it would be so unfair, so unloving to leave him alone.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, so I canceled, and that hopefully will leave somebody else's spot to hop aboard.
Exactly.
And also a room, because I had a room. so there, I just canceled my room. So
yeah,
anyway.
True love of your dog, yes.
Yeah, it just wouldn't be fair. It would be so unloving. So, but I was so excited to get on this call. I mean, my heart was bursting open to, and when I heard your voice, oh my God.
Oh, that's sweet. So sweet. Thank you.
But I wanted to give a quote as well.
Oh, okay.
From the
go
little
right
prince.
Ahead.
Yeah. It is only with the heart that one can see rightly.
Oh, it is only with the heart that one can see brightly. Thank you.
No. It is only with the heart that one can see rightly.
Oh,
and that's
right.
From the Little Prince.
Oh, that's true. It is. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, this is marvelous. How wonderful to reconnect. And thank you again.
Oh, I am going to see you if it kills me again.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Bye. I'll look forward to it.
I have
perfect.
To tell you. Let me tell you something. I've been thinking about you. I'll say it real fast. I've been thinking about you so much. I psychically connected with you one night, and I got zapped.
Oh, bad mistake. Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you, Julie. Perfect. Okay. Okay. Thank you again. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye bye.
Okay. And let me see if I can do it right this time. This is the cell phone from California. I'm so sorry I did that to you.
No worries, Bill. It's Anne Marie. How are you?
Oh, Anne Marie, I'm wonderful. Thank you.
I'll be brief. I just wanted to thank you so much. It's interesting today. I was trying to connect to love, and things kept happening. Like I spilled stuff and dropped things and just got lost driving and got upset, and I realized that even in those, love was just showing itself in a different way, like a way to help me relax and just even relax a little deeper into the myriad of forms that love can show. But sometimes, like I said, my mind doesn't think it's love. So, anyway,
perfect.
I just wanted to share that, and I look forward to seeing you when I do. And
yes.
Deep love to everybody.
Oh, beautiful. Anne Marie, thank you so much, and that was a beautiful sharing.
Thank you.
Okay, and hold on just a second. Now I'm going to do the right thing. This is amazing. You have no idea when I hang up that I congratulate myself for not creating explosions in this. So someone else says, thank you for this beautiful gift of love. I love Donna's wonderful images. And then Roberta says, thank you, Bill, for your amazing love and giving of yourself over the years. You'll be missed. Oh, that is so sweet. Thank you. And another thank you. That was so beautiful. This is from Hannah. Our cat nestled up beside me, drinking it in with me. Love to all. And that's to all of us. And Maria says, love turned inward without ego is a beautiful expression of growth and expansion. I have done this in great part all through your beautiful wisdom and guidance. Thank you, Bill. And Maria, thank you. And I want to thank all of you. You know, I'm getting a little sentimental as this year goes on. And part of the sentimentality, and as this is on top of your message, Maria, is what an amazing, privileged life I've had to be able to hang out with, frankly, the world's most special, beautiful people, and that's all of you. So, wow, thank you all so much. My goodness, I just glanced up and looked at the time. Our next time together, as Donna said, is September 8th. It's the second Thursday of September. And I am going to do an amazing thing and hopefully not fry anyone. I'm going to click another button so we can say goodbye to everyone. Hi, and bless each other for the whole month coming up. Thank you, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh, have a beautiful, beautiful month. Bye.